Unit 4. Student Organizations. 13. Harvard Crimson. John is reading the newspaper before class. Hey, John, what are you reading?
The Harvard Crimson.
Is it a newspaper published by Harvard University?
Not exactly. It's published by Harvard Crimson Incorporated.
Is there a difference?
The company is independent of the university.
I got it. A lot of universities have their own presses, and the presses have their own staff and make their own money.
Right, but this one is out of the ordinary. It's nonprofit, and its staff is all undergrads from Harvard College.
Really? Did I hear it wrong?
The newspaper is absolutely run by the Harvard College undergraduate students.
Amazing! Enough to make a cat speak.
Don't appear like Columbus having discovered the new continent.
But I'm really quite shocked. It may be common for students to establish a newspaper. I've never heard such a thing as a newspaper run by undergrads can develop into a corporation.
It's no surprise that you're so surprised. Few college newspapers in America have their own printing presses. The Crimson is one of the few.
You should have told me that earlier. You made me look like a mug.
Sorry, no offense at all.
So the newspaper is non-profitable and independent of the university? Am I right?
Yes, all decisions on the content and day-to-day operations of the newspaper are made by undergraduates, having nothing to do with the university administration.
Harvard students are, how can I put it, geniuses, given the size of the newspaper.
It is one of the first-class universities in the world. You know, a good university is what it is because its students are outstanding.
Right. What is the newspaper about?
It covers everything, from student activities to arts, anything you can think of.
It sure is big.
Although it's all-inclusive, it has adhered to journalistic integrity.
That deserves respect. How often does it come out?
One day. It's daily newspaper and is the only daily newspaper in our city. It comes out every morning.
Does it have enough staff or students to report the news?
I guess so, and I believe that as long as you become one of them, you can become an editor soon.
An editor? Can I?
Yes, you can do it.
Not again. I read from your face that you're trying to make a monkey out of me.
Whoops, you saw me through.
It's so transparent. Tell me what's going on.
It's quite easy to be an editor of the Crimson, as long as you complete a series of requirements known as the comp. You can be elected an editor of the newspaper.
Too good to be true.
Trust me, all staff members of the Crimson, including writers, photographers, and graphic designers, are technically editors.
That's a little cheap.
Don't look down upon it. Many editors turned out to be Pulitzer Prize winners, and even presidents, for example, President Franklin D. Roosevelt and President John F. Kennedy.
Impressive. Anyway, editor wins more respect. Another question I've been meaning to ask you, why is the newspaper called The Crimson? Is it because crimson is Harvard's color?
Bingo!